Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Today's show is brought to you by Stupid Guy Thing Day.
What?
I mean, why on earth would a guy want to read the directions when putting together a new entertainment system?
Easy. I was going to talk about this. I didn't know it was one of our sponsors this morning. Laura's not here. She may have chimed in on this quite a bit this morning. Having a husband. She knows the stupid things guys do. And what's wrong with it anyway? If it doesn't harm anybody, put that entertainment center together without directions. I mean, if you were with us a few months ago, Laura and her husband got new patio furniture. They were using the directions, but they couldn't put it together because they had the wrong parts. It actually happened. Laura's mom to the rescue. She returned it down to Hershey or Harrisburg or whatever, and well, they got it together. So it could have easily been blamed on Keith, Laura's hubby. Hell of a nice guy. But, you know, guys, I guess my point is guys take the heat a lot. I was married once. I bet you didn't know that. It was a long time ago. I got blamed for everything. I was like, what? What are you talking about? I wasn't even home. You know, it was just because it's easy. Now, ladies, don't start blowing up the Ford fun line here and saying you're lying or that's not true or whatever. I'd love to hear from you. Don't get me wrong. But guys do get blamed for a lot that they don't do because some guys don't do anything. Who let the dog out? The gate's open. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was in the basement hiding from you. You know, that kind of stuff. And directions, okay, maybe I throw them out once in a while, but I'm not the guy that leaves the toilet seat up. I raised three daughters. One of them might have fallen in and drowned. I don't leave the seat up. I don't leave my hair clippings in the sink. I'm actually a good guy. But today is National Stupid Guy Thing Day. Let us know what you think. Maybe you're a guy and you do something stupid on purpose. Because, yeah, okay, ladies, I'll own that. There are things that we like to do because we know it might just rub you the wrong way. And here's my closing thought on this. Why is National Stupid Guy Thing Day a couple days after Father's Day? What is that all about? I don't know. Late night soundbite coming up. The latest on the Olympics. You heard Mark talking about it. Jimmy Fallon's got his own thoughts. Today is also National Onion Ring Day. Did I say that right? Onion Ring Day. Yes, I did. National Kissing Day? Shouldn't that be like Valentine's Day? And are we out of that pandemic thing where you're not supposed to kiss anybody? I don't know. What's happening with the chicken wing shortage? We may address that. It's a Try It Tuesday, and Try It Tuesday is back with Tom. Yeah, Try It Tuesday with Tom. This is how it all started 4 years ago, but somehow through a pandemic, we ended up in Laura's kitchen all the time. But anyway, I'm hitting the road to Sunbury, and a restaurant that is absolutely incredible, but you might not know about it because hardly anybody does. We'll try it later on this morning. Stay with us. I'm a guy. I promise I won't be stupid today. Maybe I should not have promised that. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
I don't like chicken wings, do you? I mean, chicken wings are like one of those foods that I could probably do without. News is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather. Mark, you like chicken wings?
Yeah, they're okay.
But you don't like, oh, my God, it's wing night somewhere, and you got to go. I'm not that guy. But there is a chicken wing shortage. And what do we say here in America? First was the lumber. then something got hacked, and we didn't get no gasoline. Now they're taking our wings.
This is the foundation of the nation.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
And chicken wings we trust. Well, Wingstop. We don't have one around here, so don't worry about it. But it's a national chain. Wingstop is launching Thighstop.
Nobody moves more wings than the boss, Rick Ross, and Wingstop. But now that there's a national wing shortage, guess you're done hustling. Huh, Rick?
Nah, we doing thighs.
The hustle continues with Thigh Style. All the flavors you love are now on Thighs.
Now, they've taken a bad situation and they've made light of it. So if there's a Wingstop near you, they're now temporarily calling themselves Thigh Stop. Mark, what happens when we run out of thighs?
We'll have to switch to white meat, I guess.
Yeah, but do we call it Breast Stop?
No, they're trying to shut those down, I think.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
You heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now, the good news with Laura Good.
Well, Laura's stuck in an airport in Chicago because of bad weather. But we still have good news. Good weather or bad weather, why do people base jump off 360-foot bridges? We don't know, but they still do. But when you're going to do it, please make sure your ankle harness is properly fastened.
Whoa, go home. Don't jump tonight.
This guy walking across the bridge noticed the man's harness wasn't fastened properly. And so he fixed it before he jumped. That's more than good news. That's good Samaritan news. Speaking of good Samaritans, fire crews arrived at the scene of a church fire, but good Samaritans were already on the job.
It went boom, boom, and then you could hear like a whole pack of fireworks just bap, 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 bap. You couldn't even see the street. You couldn't even see that store. You couldn't see that field.
I told my son, let's go. They opened all the doors, and poof, smoke just came out of the church, just like the church was on fire.
We got on the roof, and we started spraying it down with the hose, making sure everything was secure, so it wouldn't catch on fire. And
neighborhood kids to the rescue with their dads and a garden hose put out the fire before it damaged the church. And here's a story that's close to my heart. A guy with autism working at a McDonald's in Minneapolis realized his strength was singing to the customers.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, we love me.
This guy is great.
Thank you so much for choosing Arden Hills McDonald's. My name is Daniel. How are you today? I was different from a lot of people. I was called names
every day. They would say to him, you just need to quit.
I understand how he ticked. My youngest son is actually autistic as well. Customer service is that for Daniel.
And y'all looking swaggerific right now.
Everything he has, he puts into that.
Daniel Marshall of Minneapolis overcomes his autism by being kind and singing to the customers. That's more than good news. That touches my heart deeply. And you heard Mark Lawrence talking about it. This is a good thing. Sometimes I think it's not necessary, but then I think it does. First openly gay NFL player.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important.
Yes, it is very important now. Big hurrah for Carl Nassib, an LA Raider and a former Penn Stater.
Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
I have so much to say about that topic. I think people should just live the way they want to live. But it is good news when a professional athlete comes out and says he's gay or she's gay. That way the rest of the world, like, finally pays attention. Why we don't pay attention until a great athlete says it, I don't know. But that is really, really good news. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura will be back tomorrow with the good news. But we always have it for you. Coming up, we're looking at the regular news with Mark Lawrence, who still can't get over the chicken wing shortage. He'll be okay, though. And chicken wing shortage. And don't forget to check our Facebook page. Today is National Stupid Guy Thing Day. Maybe you're a guy that has a stupid habit, or maybe, hey, the wives could chime in, talk about their husbands, or sisters talking about brothers, mothers talking about fathers, whatever. We all do silly things, but I promise you, I never leave the toilet seat up. Never. Matter of fact, during our last musical break there, I visited the SBC Media lavatory. The seat was down, thank you, but somebody left the toilet paper empty. Why do people do that? That's another topic for perhaps another day.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Stupid things that guys do day. If your guy does something stupid, let us know on Facebook or the Ford Fun Line is always open at 1-800-326-94KX. Here's something stupid, I guess, but it's not really. I mean, it depends. It's marketing. You know that cheap perfume deodorant Axe? I mean, if you use it, it means you're either in high school or you're in college trying to be somebody that you're not, or you're just a single guy who can't afford real cologne. Anyway, Axe is offering a new Axination kit. It helps Gen X stay safe and smell good as they get out into the real world.
U.S. citizens, as you may know, being vaccinated is hot right now. Men are sharing it on their social media and even sending unsolicited back pics. That's great. But to get closer, you also have to smell great. You have to get Axinated. Certificates are available at our Axination centers.
Great marketing plan, although I think everyone on any given day, whether there's a pandemic or not, should smell good. News coming up next. Mark's got that. Rob's got the sports. Did they smell good today, those two guys? I think so. Steve has the AccuWeather forecast. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Well, after 47 years of legal wrangling, the rock band Kiss now has their own drink, cold gin. The band is coming out with their own licensed premium gin that takes its inspiration from the hit song and New York City. Now, unfortunately, before you go run into the liquor store today, it's only available in Europe for now, but it will be available soon. Cold Kiss, cold gin. That is just totally cool. And the fact that they've been fighting it for, you know, what, 47 years. You know, what's the big deal? Nowadays, everybody, what did we talk about yesterday? That guy that was on the skateboard to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams has his own cranberry booze out now. Movie Mike thought it was a funny combination, skateboarding and booze. But nonetheless, Kiss will be coming out with their own gin soon. Hey, it's National Kissing Day and it's National Onion Ring Day. And speaking of Kiss, it made me dig up an old tune that I produced a long time ago, and it combines kissing and onion rings. Let's all get romantic together and sing along with Kiss.
Did you just eat an onion?
Phew.
I can't kiss you right now. You wanted a ring on your finger, but your pie hole is smelling foul. Just a few more hours till I can get close to you. I'll bring you a box of breath mints.
Yeah, breath mints, please.
Beth, you smell like poo.
Beth, you smell like poo. So if you're going to eat onion rings today and you're going to kiss somebody, bring the breath mints, a public service message from Tom and Laura in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the Morning. 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right. Boy Scouts, shouldn't they always be prepared? I thought that was their slogan. A Georgia troop of Boy Scouts were traveling to Florida. When they got there, they found out they had no place to stay because of an Airbnb scam.
There's actually no home here to worry about. There's no private information to have to worry about. So it's no wonder we didn't get any response for Terry, because there's nothing to rent to us. So when we had the reservations for the exact same two nights, we didn't have to worry about sharing, because there's nothing to share here. It's supposed to be a brand new home.
Okay, Scott. That's Scott Mulkey, the Georgia Boy Scout troop leader. Here's three things for you. Camping is not Airbnb. Always have a plan B, which you didn't have. And finally, number three, I'm sorry to say, you and the boys do not get your travel merit badges this year.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is.
on 94KX.
And there it is. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom without Laura. She's traveling. She always is well planned, except for Mother Nature. Yow. She's been in Missouri over a long weekend visiting friends. And, well, it was tornado time in Missouri and Iowa and that whole area. And she took a quick flight to Chicago and then Chicago to Harrisburg, Harrisburg to here. Well, she got delayed in Chicago, spent last night sleeping on the airport floor in Chicago. We were in touch. It was funny. Not so funny, but she makes the best of it. She said, hey, I got a charge card and there's an airport bar. That's all I need to know. I said, all right. Try to eat dinner, too, while you're at it. Anyway, so Laura will be back tomorrow, just in time for the 94KX Spyglass concert hookup. Here's the deal. We were supposed to run the contest right now. This sounds like it, and there it is. Stupid news, right? We were supposed to run the contest right now. Our phone system isn't working. So how could you call us to win? I mean, I'm going to try it one more time. Sounds like a drum roll, does it? It sounds like a drum roll. It's not a dial tone. So I apologize. We'll try to give away the Spyglass tickets as soon as we can. We're talking two VIP tickets to join in the fun this Friday. Blackberry Smoke, a great southern rock band with blues feelings, too. I just, you know, the first time I heard them, I said, this is kind of like Skynyrd. And then I was like, no, maybe a 38 special. I don't know. But they're a great band, and you got to see them because it is the initial backyard concert hookup. Tom Webb, who was on the show yesterday, he's put together quite a backyard concert series, and the first show is this Friday. You'll get VIP treatment. That means you park up top, and you go right in the door at Three Beards Brewing for a two-hour party, absolutely free. Free food, free beverages. Yay. That's like 5 o'clock till about 7. And then we start walking down the hill to the SBC Media VIP tent, which is right along the stage. So you sit under the tent if you wish, or we have a little lawn area right in front of the tent, and you sit on the lawn right up against the stage. I mean, you can't get better than this. This is pretty cool. And this is for every single concert this season. So, wow, We'll get to give you the chance to give those tickets away as soon as we can. Also, it's a Try It Tuesday. We'll talk about that next. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Dry your tears. We're trying to get the phone lines fixed here. And don't know what happened. We just lost all our phones a little while ago. We have a Try It Tuesday coming up. We're supposed to hear from a new restaurant, but not really new, but the biggest secret in Sunbury. We're supposed to hear from them coming up at 8:15, but if they can't get through on the Ford Fun line, I'll talk about them instead. And we will visit them later today with a Try It Tuesday live video, the way it started a long time ago. Try It Tuesday with Tom. And then I decided, you know, I shouldn't be the only guy having the fun. Let's let Laura in on this. So then we had a pandemic and Laura had to do it like every Tuesday from her kitchen. And they were fun. Don't get me wrong, especially the beverages part. But, you know, watching her do strange things with a green milkshake, it got us by. But now we're back in full swing and we could both hit the road and have a good time. So Try It Tuesday today will be Facebook Live in downtown Sunbury, just off Cameron Park. Where are we going? Where is this place? Well, we'll let you know. But it's good food, international food, right here in Central PA. Pretty cool. Wait, where did he come from? Oh, yes. There's a new survey out rating the United States state by state on how patriotic we are. New York comes in last place, by the way. Maybe something Cuomo said. I don't know. But I know what you're thinking. Where is Pennsylvania? Disappointing. The top patriotic state in America is Montana, receiving like 61.9% of the votes. Montana. Who would have thunk it? Way out there. Alaska comes in number two. Alaska? Boy, those Eskimos love the USA. Maryland, number three. I love Maryland. I wouldn't mind living there. My daughter lives there. My best friend lives there. I might as well just move there. Vermont is another one of my favorites. New Hampshire, love New England. Red Sox fan till I die. I wouldn't mind living up there and saluting the flag in New England. North Dakota is at six, Wyoming seven, Minnesota at eight, followed by Oregon and Virginia, rounding off the top 10. Now, there's 50 states, so you're thinking, where in the world is Pennsylvania? Let me scroll down. Pennsylvania finishes right in the middle, like we do with every darn national survey. Pennsylvania at number 35 for being patriotic. 35. I guess you could take the Trump signs off your lawn now. Come on. It's over. Put the American flag up. Let's be patriotic and let's move up the list. Next year at this time, God willing, if I'm still here, and we do the most patriotic states in the country as we head toward the 4th of July, I want Pennsylvania in the top 10. Let's clean it up. Listen to me. I'm talking like a coach again. Let's go. Clean it up. News is coming up next. Speaking of sports, Rob, the Sports Center has that. Steve with the AccuWeather coming up next hour. A Try It Tuesday. How's that? And Tom and Laura's list of the day, the top reasons why guys don't go to the doctors on this National Stupid Guy Thing Day. Stay with us. Tom and Laura.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
On the way to work right now on a Try It Tuesday. We have a doozy set up today, but our phone system isn't working. So I want so bad for you to meet these two people, okay? Ronnie and Nikki Rodriguez, because they're just charming. All right. And they were set to be on the Ford Fun Line right now to talk about Big Mambo's Latin Bistro in Sunbury. Now, we're going to visit later on today. We may even have to push that back a couple hours, depending on rain. We're going to do a Facebook Live from Big Mamba's Latin Bistro. But phone line's not cooperating. Weather's not cooperating. Maybe they both have something to do with each other. I don't know. But I spent a good part of the day there yesterday. Where is it in Sunbury, you might say? If I said North Center Street, Sunbury, you'd drive around forever trying to find it. But the fact is, it's right off Cameron Park. That little alley is actually not an alley. It's a street. And it's right between the church and, let's say, all the way to the next corner where the Daily Item is, right? So that's North Center Street. As soon as you make the turn by the law office and the church, between there, you see it. It's right there. Big Mamba's Latin Bistro. Now, they've been open for almost 2 years, but if you don't know of the place, you don't know of the place. But people who do share it on Facebook. They love it on Facebook. And it started as a pickup window only. So you drove up Center Street, just about 100 yards, not even that far. And you get out of your car and you walk up to the window and you order, like, your Cuban sandwich or whatever you want from their delicious menu. And then you either get back in your car or you just wait. And then they say your order's ready and you pick it up. Now, this is what they were doing. But then there was a pandemic. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, coronavirus. So they had to continue to operate only through a drive-through window. Or a walk-up window, I should say. You don't want to block traffic on that ever-so-busy Center Street. So anyway, the walk-up window continued through the pandemic, and the business kind of, like, exploded. Everybody who ate there loved the food, including, like, Valentine's Day specials and all this stuff. Like, people picking up the food and taking it home on Valentine's Day to their loved one, or just picking it up and taking it back to work and eating lunch or back home for dinner. It was really kind of a cool thing. But it's time to start growing, right? So this Thursday, the patio, right alongside Big Mambo's, the patio will be open. They've got furniture all ready to go. And so this is what's supposed to be happening. And now our phone line's not working, so we can't talk to Ronnie or Nikki. But we will, Facebook Live, later on today. Here's the deal. You can get international food locally in Central PA. delicious Dominican, Puerto Rican, Cuban cuisine right in downtown Sunbury off Cameron Park. Now, before you say, I don't like that spicy stuff, that's what a lot of people say. It's not spicy. Where did that come from? All right? A lot of people say that, like, at Mexican restaurants. I don't like spicy food. Well, everything doesn't have to be spicy. Oh, and speaking of that, it's Taco Tuesday at Big Mambo's. And, yeah, as soon as you hear the word taco, you say, that must be a Mexican restaurant. No. Everybody in the world serves tacos. 86 countries are serving tacos. Taco doesn't mean Mexico. Ronnie would tell you that. But today, with Facebook Live, we will be trying the L.A. Street Taco. L.A. as in Los Angeles. No, not Mexico. Los Angeles is right here in California. Come on now. So we're going to be sampling the L.A. Street Taco. And the cool thing is, on the patio there at Big Mambo's, Chris Reese, the local State Farm agent, is going to have a little booth set up. And if you go talk to him, it could be Taco Tuesday 1, 2, 3. That's what we're calling it. You could grab yourself a taco, maybe two, maybe three. You know, depending on whether Chris chats with you and gets your number or writes you a State Farm quote. So Chris is one of the greatest guys in business in downtown Sunbury. The guy is making it happen. So he decided to team up with Big Mambo's Latin Bistro and do a Taco Tuesday. And it goes on today. So we want to see you there. All right? Rain or shine, we want to see you there. And Facebook Live, me, Tom, on a Try It Tuesday. The way Try It Tuesday started 4 years ago, it was going to be called Try It Tuesday with Tom. But then we decided, no, let's do a Tom and Laura thing. So sometimes Tom does it. Sometimes Laura does it. Sometimes we both try it. But with Laura out of town, stuck out of town in the Chicago airport, Tom will be trying Big Mambo's Latin Bistro, scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning, unless it's raining really hard, and then we'll wait till lunchtime. We'll try not to bother everybody at the pickup window. And then, you know, who knows, maybe this afternoon. But you'll see it on the 94KX Facebook page. So sorry we couldn't talk to Ronnie and Nikki. They're amazing people. Ronnie, Nikki Rodriguez from Big Mambo's. Ronnie is a charming guy. He loves food. He loves to make food. He loves to make, you know, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban-style food. He's from the Dominican. His family's from the Dominican. He studied in the Dominican, culinary school in the Dominican. That's so cool. And it's right here in downtown Sunbury, just off Cameron Park. So we're going to do it, Facebook Live, later on this morning. And my apologies for not being able to get the live interview through on the phone lines. But wait, why should I apologize? Maybe the phone company should apologize. Sheesh. Anyway, look for us on Facebook sometime around lunchtime. That should be cool. Late night soundbite coming up. Kimmel's complaining about the airports. I don't know if Laura could agree with this, but overweight baggage is driving prices up. When really it's not overweight baggage. It's overweight passengers. Yow. And Tom and Laura's top list still to come. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
We eagerly await the return of Laura. She was supposed to be back from a long weekend in the Midwest this morning, but nasty weather out that way, like tornado warnings, it kind of kept Laura somewhere between Iowa and Pennsylvania, namely the Chicago airport, where she slept on the floor last night. So she obviously isn't here today. She'll be back with us tomorrow. Tom and Laura's list for the day. A survey found that guys won't go see the doctor until a woman tells them. It's a funny survey for today, being that it's National Stupid Guy Thing Day. I've been thinking all morning about stupid guy things I do. We posted on the 94KX Facebook page. I'm sure Laura would call me out on a lot of them. Some of them I didn't even know about, I'm sure, because that's what it's here for. This male-female banter we call a morning show. However, there are some things I know I do, and there are some that I will deny to the grave. I don't leave the toilet seat up. I do occasionally read instructions when putting things together. I don't pour gasoline on the gas grill. I mean, come on now. Anyway, the one thing I guess I am guilty of is going to the doctor. I've made a serious effort in the past, what, 2 years of my life to go to the doctor. Namely, because I have to. I'm diabetic now at my old age. Type 2, gotta go to the doctors, gotta get blood drawn, gotta stay on top of the shug. Hate going to the doctors. But I decided to make myself a new position in life, take a new road. And that would be instead of being afraid to go to the doctors, which I still think I have this white lab coat thing going on, anxiety or whatever they call it, I have a dear friend who's a doctor. So I go see her. There you go. Makes it easier. But believe it or not, 56% of men in this country will not go to the doctor. 56%. Here's Tom and Laura's list of reasons why they don't go to the doctor. Number one, it makes them feel like a wimp. As silly as that sounds, it was my reason. I got anxiety going to the doctor, and I kind of wanted to be like a tough guy. Like whatever was wrong with me. It's not too bad. It's not too bad. Till a couple years ago, I had a surgery that could have killed me. And it was a simple procedure, but I let it go too long. Almost died. Imagine that. Stupid guy dies at age 58 because he had an issue he didn't take care of for years and years. Here's another one. Too busy. Yeah, I'm always too busy. I was too busy to get that simple procedure. I had kids in college. I was running around. Radio. Kids. Coaching. I'm too busy to go to the doctors. It almost killed me. I look at myself in the mirror and I say that sometimes and I go, yeah, I guess I will go to the doctors. Number three excuse, it'll take care of itself on its own. That's ridiculous. I knew my issues wouldn't take care of them. All my knee surgeries, I knew I needed them. I just didn't get them. And then all of a sudden, all right, I'm getting fixed up now. All right. Now, here's the worst one. And it's the last one on Tom and Laura's list for the day. Reasons why guys don't go to the doctors. It's easier to go to the ER if it gets worse. Are you kidding me? Have you ever gone to the ER? It's a bunch of people that think like you. So they're all there at the same time because they figured, I ain't going there till it gets worse. Or you have people that actually had an accident. Little Billy broke his arm or somebody cut themselves open and needs stitches. You know, that kind of stuff you see in the ER all the time. But most of the people say, no, I don't need to go to the doctors. I'll just wait till it worsens and I'll go to the ER. That is wrong. So come on, guys. A National Stupid Guy Thing Day. Don't make one of those excuses your guy thing. Go to the doctors if you need to. The survey also found that there's one thing that can get men to go to the doctors. And that one thing is, applaud for yourself, ladies, a woman telling them to go. More than half the guys interviewed in the survey said a woman got them to go to the doctor. Their wife, their girlfriend, their mom told them to make an appointment, so they did. Wow. Tom and Laura's list of the day. Please don't be on it. News is next, sports and AccuWeather. Tom and Laura.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Got you levitating. How'd you like to be a VIP this Friday night? Your chance to win VIP passes to the Backyard Concert Series this year, 2021, at Spyglass Ridge Winery, Sunbury. What a lineup. Kicks off this Friday night with Blackberry Smoke, Southern Rock Blues. Great stuff. Google them. Listen to their stuff. Kind of Leonard Skinner-ish. You know, kind of a little bit of 38 Special thrown in there. I don't know. They just got a sound. That's a good mix sound. All right. Also to come this summer, what a lineup. July, the Pink Floyd Wall Show with Black Jacket Symphony. Also, BJS with the Queen Show featuring Mark Martel. There you go. Elsewhere in July, Eagle Mania, an Eagles tribute band. Wow, they're great. And a band called Tusk, which is a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. They're also very good. That's July. August, Blues Traveler. We announced yesterday, George Thorogood. Switchfoot, Skillet. Tommy Webb, one of my best buds, my brother from a different mother, says he's 99.9% sure He'll have Bush with Stone Temple Pilots to kick off August. Ladies, Coverdale. That's all I have to say. Bush and STP. Cheap Trick is coming back. Get the let out in Third Eye Blind. You could be a VIP, which means top-level parking right in the door at Three Beards for a two-hour VIP party. Free food, free drinks. Wow. And then right around 7 o'clock when our party wraps up, we mosey down the hill to the SBC Media VIP tent, which is right alongside the stage with a lawn in front of it. So if you want to party under the tent, that's fine. You want to grab the chairs you bring from the trunk of your car and down into the lawn, you sit right up against the stage. It doesn't get better than this summer. Your hookup to Spyglass is 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Chad Evans on the way next. He's got that 80s, 90s lunch. That way back lunch we love. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. There's the lineup as always. I hope to see you Facebook Live coming up later on if the sky clears up a little bit. We'll be in downtown Sunbury at Big Mambo's Latin Bistro. Where is that? It's right off Cameron Park. You'll miss it if you blink an eye. That little alley between the church and the law office before you get to the daily item. Yeah, sneak down what they call Center Street. You only drive like 100 yards. Heck, you could walk there to Big Mambo's. We'll be there having an L.A. street taco. That should be most delicious. I'll be hanging with Ronnie and Nikki Rodriguez. Great Cuban food, Dominican food, Puerto Rican food available right here in Central PA. Hope to see you there. We close with a thought for the day. Every day, I saw this on Facebook. Hats off to the person who snapped the screenshot at a tiki bar on some beach somewhere. It said, "You are as pretty as you treat people." Have a good day.